there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring it airs like sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Gulfstream International 2008 Freediving Competition. That's a little bit later on this hour. We got Mermaid Angela in the studio with us today. She's excited hearing about all this lobster activity. She's going to go lobster hunting with us next week.
I'm stoked.
I will tell you,
she seemed a little excited about the groper activity.
I mean, we may do a little combo thing, a little groping and, maybe we won't.
No?
I don't know. Well, she's like, that's news to me. But who knows? We'll mix it up with, a few activities next weekend down in South Florida, and you'll hear all about it on the big show. However, right now on the phone, we have, Diana Norwood, tell us about the Michael J. Norwood Memorial Research Fund. Helping her out is shadow diver John Chatterton and Christine McTaggart from Divers Alert Network. And so we got a little conference call thing going on here, guys. How's it going?
Oh, hello, Greg. It's so nice to be back with you once again.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Oh, we're doing fine. Diana, first of all, tell us about the fund and how this came to be.
Well, the fund was started the winter, I guess, of 2004, and I started the fund in memory of my husband, Michael, who passed away in a diving-related accident in December of 2003. He was John's co-host on Deep Sea Detectives, and they were filming in Palau, Micronesia, and he encountered some medical issues on a descent that he did not recover from. But Michael had dedicated a large portion of his adult life to learning about diving, teaching technical diving, and doing a lot of cave and wreck diving himself. So I thought that establishing a fund in his name that could benefit the advancement of the safety of the sport would be a fitting tribute.
It definitely sounds like it has been. It's been going on for a few years, obviously, now. You have a big event we're going to talk about coming up in October here in just a bit. John Chatterton, how did you get involved in this? Tell us, obviously we know how you got involved, John, but what is your role in the fund today, or how are you helping to promote this?
The thing that I see that the MJ Norwood Fund is one of the funds that contributes to the Dan General Fund, and Christine can probably tell you more about that, but the basic concept, the idea is to provide funding for long-term research projects. In other words, some of the things that we want to find out about, we're quite simply not going to learn in a month or a year or maybe even 2 years. And unless the funding is in place, quite frankly, you can't undertake some of the bigger issues that face us from a physical safety, biological education perspective. So I think Dan has really taken up the banner. They've got the long view, and for me, it's about trying to help all of us, to help the diving community.
Well, obviously, he was a big part of the show, Deep Sea Detectives, with you, and you guys worked together, and everybody's kind of pulled together and used their star power to draw attention to this fund, right, Diana? And it's actually done quite well.
Yeah, it's actually been somewhat overwhelming. I find myself getting a little choked up at each event that we do because the feedback we get from everybody who's involved, the people who come from all over the country to participate and both just sending in donations or to participate in events is somewhat overwhelming. And people are just really appreciative of the fund and happy to be there and be a part of raising money for a good cause for everybody, and also, you know, not to diminish the fact that they're usually pretty excited about diving with our friend John Chatterton. So,
listen, Diana is very modest. She really puts a tremendous amount of effort in this. You know, she went to Dan because she wanted a good partner in putting a fund together. And she is really making this fund successful.
Christine, help us out. This is part of many personal funds that help the Dan Endowment. Is that right?
Yeah, the Michael Norwood Memorial Fund is actually part of the Dan Endowment, which is a general fund, or I shouldn't say general fund, but it's probably our biggest fund that is designated to ensure continuous support of all of our mission-related areas. And so what happens is all of the funds that are part of the endowment contribute to that, and the goal has been for years now to reach a level where the endowment can be self-sustaining and fund long-term research projects, as well as other mission-related areas like the hotline or medical information line and that sort of thing.
And part of the reason why I wanted Michael's fund to be part of the endowment was that basically it seemed like the best way to create a long-lasting memory for Michael.
The other thing is, you know, people, divers, your listeners on Scuba Radio, the people that come down to Olympus, the diving community itself, it is individuals coming out. They're the ones that are putting their money down that make all this stuff possible. I mean, it's humbling to, you know, have an event where people are like, yeah, I want to support this. I want to be part of this. And without those people, without the grassroots support, none of this stuff would be happening.
You know, it was the Olympus Dive Center that contacted us and wanted to do this event, which was just so wonderful the first year, because we did a show with Deep Sea Detectives where I went back with John and Richie Kohler to Palau to finish the show that Michael passed away on and also do some publicity, you know, to publicize the fund. And they saw the show and contacted John and wanted to see if they could do something to contribute. And of the over $60,000 that we've raised for Dan, over $25,000 of that has been raised through the Olympus Dive Center. So.
Yeah, you know, it's a great thing. And, of course, you can get more information at MJNMemorialFund.com and see how you can contribute right there. Or you can contribute directly to Divers Alert Network and just earmark it for the Michael J. Norwood Memorial Fund. Right, Christine?
Yep, that's exactly right. The Dan Endowment has ways you can designate it. You can either donate as unrestricted or you can designate it to a specific fund, and you will find a link to donate specifically to the Michael J. Norwood Memorial Research Fund under the Dan Endowment link. And it should be noted that if you donate, you can always designate it as unrestricted donation or for research, and the Norwood Fund does directly support research initiatives Dan is doing.
Yes. Now obviously you've heard several members of the dive industry involved in this, like John Chatterton, Richie Kohler. You guys are all coming together in October for a big event. They're still working out the details, but give us a little preview of what that's all about, Diana.
Well, this will be the fourth year that we've gone down there, and basically it's going to be starting on Friday, October 31st, Halloween, and going through...
John's going to be there on that. Will he be wearing a costume or no?
I'd like to see John in a costume, but we haven't quite established what that would be.
Or does he need one?
He's pretty.
We're still taking suggestions if any of your listeners want to help out with it.
They want to email us and give a suggestion as to who John should be underwater. I'm sure we'd welcome that. But we typically do 2 or 3 days of diving, and we go out on the Olympus boats and go to the different wrecks around. We also have an evening, which is a banquet dinner where people, it's sort of a casual event where people can hang out and meet each other, and we usually do a silent auction. And
we always have good weather, which only proves that God is on our side.
Oh, there you go.
I was going to interrupt and say, I'm not sure we've established that Olympus Dive Center is actually in Morehead City, North Carolina.
Yes.
When we talk about diving, we're talking about doing wreck diving off the coast of Carolina.
When we hit the U-boat, the Papoose, the Hutton, some of the new artificial reef wrecks that they've got out there, The Sand Tiger Sharks participate in the event. They're not actually on the payroll, but they do participate.
We've had the event at the aquarium down there, the dinner.
At the aquarium, they've got a scale model of the U-352. And we had dinner in the aquarium at night with a one-third scale model of the U-352 sitting there, and all the fish were swimming around. And if I'm not mistaken, no singing, but a lot of dancing.
Well, it is Halloween. I say John Chatterton and Richie Kohler get in the aquarium and perform like a scene from Mamma Mia.
Well, unfortunately, Richie's not going to be with us this year because he's had quite a busy year himself, traveling all around the world, teaching people how to use rebreathers. So.
Okay, maybe Chris Keene can fill in.
Richie's got another Halloween event planned.
Okay, exactly. All right, we'll find a stand-in for you, though, John. I won't leave you hanging by yourself.
Now, when you say hanging, you mean like with ropes or?
Depends on how the performance goes, I guess. But, yeah, it sounds really nice, and it's a great cause to boot. It's going to be quite a social event. We'll get more details for you here when they become available on Scuba Radio on how you can get involved. In the meantime, check out MJNMemorialFund.com and get all the details on the Michael J. Norwood Memorial Research Fund benefiting the Divers Alert Network Endowment. Guys, thank you so much. It's a great cause. We're going to help any way we can and count on it, and I can't wait to see John in a tutu on Halloween. I want the pictures. The video or something.
You know what? I've always been a big ABBA fan, so.
Exactly. I know that. I just knew that about you. I could just hear it in your voice.
Well, there you go. You know, that would be a cool event. Halloween, I'm not sure we can make it this year, but maybe next year we can get out there for that event and participate accordingly. You know, James, CJ, Mermaid, Angela in the studio, as well as Bill the producer. And one of the things we were talking about during the break at the top of the hour was not only the lobster that we caught down in South Florida this past week, but the first wreck dive that CJ had ever done. Not only did he catch his first lobster, it was your first wreck dive as well. What was the name of that wreck again?
I believe it was the Tracy.
The Tracy, correct, yes.
Not the Hesperus?
No, it was the Tracy.
And it was the USS Hester Prynne.
It was the ferry boat.
Nice Scarlet Letter reference.
But
the energy drink.
It could be.
Getting me all hopped up.
It was a really nice wreck, though, off the coast of South Florida, off of Pompano Beach, that South Florida Diving Headquarters goes off.
How big of a wreck was it?
I'd say, 100 feet? Big, no, it wasn't
big,
even that big.
It was big.
It was big. It was okay. It might have been 100 feet.
Not to get
long.
Too technical, but it was big.
Now, because this is your first wreck dive, and I didn't realize it was your first wreck dive, keep in mind, he's measuring against, like, the Oriskany. So your boat, not big.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. And it probably was at least 100 feet long. At least that. Now I think about it. It was kind of like a big liveaboard boat underwater. But there's a lot of neat swim-through areas on this vessel that were very open and easy to navigate through. So it was a great first wreck. That was a
big
Tracy.
Fun. Huge fun.
Off of Pompano Beach. We're going to check in with Captain Cocktail there from South Florida Diving Headquarters here momentarily on the big show. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
All right, thank you, Andre. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the line is our buddy from Key Largo and burping extraordinaire. I mean, the guy can burp. Listen to that. That is, I mean, that's like the mating call of, I don't know.
The bull moose.
Is that what it is?
Sounds like a bull moose to me.
Well, we've just increased our listenership of bull moose.
I actually think it's an elephant seal. Listen carefully. Is it a moose or an elephant seal?
You're right.
Okay.
Captain Slate is on the line, the author, the perpetrator of that fine mating call. And I don't know, Captain Slate, maybe you can clear that up for us. What do you think?
I think it's a beluga whale mating call. When I dove up in Canada years ago with a beluga whale, that was the only thing that got its attention.
Okay. Well, whatever works. Whatever works. Hey, look, Captain Slate, we have Mermaid Angela in the studio with us today, and she is jonesing to get down to Key Largo and do a little diving with you. What's been going on down there lately?
Well, it's been absolutely, I hate to say it, but it's been a perfect freaking summer, dude. It has been. We have not canceled a trip since, I don't know, 1 week in April, something like that. It's been beautiful.
Yeah, what about this Hurricane Faye or Tropical Storm Faye? Are they going to create issues for it? We're too early to know, I guess, right?
I'll tell you, it creates issues with every weatherman who wants to be number one in the lead-off news at night. But we don't even – are you kidding? It's not even a hurricane, and it's going over Cuba, so we don't even worry about it until about 12 hours out. I remember one coming in and turning left and our right going to Nova Scotia, and we were all excited about that one.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest mistake divers will make at this time, especially at this juncture of where the storm is that they'll think, oh, my God, we got to cancel all our dive plans in South Florida, Key Largo, whatever. And next thing you know, the thing goes away or it's off, like you said, it goes over Cuba. And who cares about Cuba?
No, we do.
Well, but you know, it doesn't really affect the weather as much as sometimes you think.
I mean, he could reverse the winds with one mighty belch.
That's it.
That's right.
Well, I'll give you an exact example. Everybody, of course, remembers Andrew, which was a serious storm, and it hit Homestead, less than 20 miles from us. I got maybe 10 pom-poms blown off the trees, one panel on the sign, and we were out diving the next morning. Now, grant you, the seas are stirred up, but the seas are down to 2 to 3 the next morning. So we didn't get a direct hit, and that's the point. This thing, these things are like direct at maybe 20-mile swath, and you're okay. And I'm not saying not take them serious, but at least wait till they get close enough to worry about them.
Yeah, Greg, why are you freaking everybody out?
No, I'm not freaking. Yeah. You know, hey, and you got to look at the bright side, too. If a storm does swing through and it's not bad and does much damage, a lot of times these first storms of the season will stir up the lobster, and next thing you know, they're walking, they're all over the place. What's the report been lately as far as that's been concerned? Lobster season just opening last week for you, too.
Yeah, I think we did fine. I have no complaints. We took a few boats, a few fishermen out, and everybody at least saw them, and many caught some. And one of my private boating buddies here in Key Largo went out and got his limit. Four of them on the boat got their limit in one day, and I've seen them everywhere. We went out, the crew did, on the lobster catching just this week, and we caught 15 in a matter of half a tank. So they're out there. And lobster fishermen are doing good now, so I don't see it being a bad season at all for lobstering.
Yeah, that's a good sign for sure. You know, like I said, Mermaid Angela is really excited about coming down to Key Largo and doing some diving with you. She's constantly saying, hey, when are we going to Key Largo? When are we going to Key Largo? I want to dive with Captain Slate. And she's heard rumors of this creature feature thing. You still doing that every Friday morning?
I did it Friday. I did it this morning for a group, and I'm doing it in the morning for a group. So, we're out there playing with a barracuda this morning and a shark, so we had a great time.
What do you think if we threw a mermaid into the mix? How do you think your little friends would react to such an event?
Well, that big old single male barracuda might be interested. I can tell you right now, I know every diver in the water would be.
You think so? You've seen our mermaids at some of the dive shows. So.
Of course.
So I don't know. Maybe we need to bring them down on a creature feature dive with you, Cap Slate. See how your friends react.
Wouldn't that make a great photograph? Boy, I'd love that. The girls in their costume and the big barracuda smiling in the middle.
Yeah, I'd like to see Mermaid Angela and one of your giant eels.
That would do.
I'm talking about the fish friends.
Yeah, the green one.
Yes. Oh boy. We gotta have fun somehow.
I'll have my eel out and she can hold it.
Hello!
All
right. I think it's time for a commercial break.
Meanwhile, I'll whip this out.
Oh boy, just in the nick of time. 1-800-331-DIVE is the number for Captain Slate and Key Largo. Book it, Atlantis Dive Center. You won't be sorry. Do that creature feature, and who knows, maybe we'll see you there too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. In the studio is my lobster hunter apprentices.
Apprentices.
CJ and James.
Am I still an apprentice, seeing as I've already caught and cleaned and cooked?
And eaten?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the next thing that comes up is master. So you start as an apprentice.
One trip does not a master make.
That is, I think, pretty much the point that the master is making.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so
this
I'm going
to the apprentice, CJ, the apprentice. You're fired.
Yeah, you're a slayer in training.
All right.
Okay, still. But you've made some very...
I've got the fire deep in my belly.
Yes.
To go catch the lobster.
You're well on your way, young...
Bloodlust.
Grasshopper.
I've tasted it.
But I've
tasted their flesh.
I know you guys have a lot of questions.
I've stuck things into there.
And James was asking me about the
Stop
vein.
It. You're
Stop it,
so no. vain.
You're a better one.
You probably think this antenna is about you. You're so vain.
That's Bill. Jesus. Honest to God.
Help us, Jeebus. And... So, James was asking a question there at the break. We're talking about this Hurricane Faye that's rumbling out there in the Caribbean right now. We'll see whether or not it has an effect on Florida and the Keys here in the next day or two. But what did you ask about a hurricane?
Yes, Greg, I was curious. Is it possible to dive under a hurricane surge?
Yeah, if you're a whale.
No, yeah, the problem would be there'd be no good way to get to the dive. A shore dive would be out of the question because the surf would be so incredible.
And the riptide would sweep you off right.
What about a helicopter? Could drop you down.
I suppose. If you were in the Coast Guard and they drop you out of a helicopter, you could dive. That's a good plan.
Wait, what if you were Superman?
I guess the answer is it possible? Yes, it's possible.
Would it be super stupid? Yes.
Is it advisable?
Greg?
I think
a new segment is born.
What?
Crazy Hypotheticals by James.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Okay, here we go. And we've been talking so much about lobster, it's probably time to share one of our classic lobster tales. Actually, there's an inkling of truth in these lyrics. See if it affects you as the way it affected us.
There comes a time when divers hear the ocean's call.
And we all dream of catching lobsters by the ton.
We do that, really.
But there are lobsters dying because of a herpes-like virus.
It's true.
This lobster AIDS could wipe out our favorite seafood. We are the world. We love our lobster. We hope to bag our legal limit on every dive charter.
Yes, we do.
But the bugs we're taking are breaking out in hives. It's true, all we can do is pray for you and me.
I checked my lobster before I ate them, just in case.
The world. We love our lobster. We own to bag our legal limit on every dive charter. Every dive charter. But the bugs we're taking are breaking out in hives. It's true, all we can do is pray for you and me.
Grab a big tub of butter and join us.
We are the world. We love our lobster.
Yes. It's a lobster AIDS song. We got to dig that up every once in a while at this time of year to just remind us, lobster hunters and lobster enthusiasts, just how lucky we are that the lobster AIDS did not take over the Florida spiny lobster population. Kind of reared its ugly head.
Well, there were just a few lobsters out there who were a little promiscuous.
Maybe. I don't know, but about 4 years ago, boy, you thought it was the end. And luckily, because of that song and drawing attention to this crisis of the marine environment, I think we were able to kind of head that one off at the curb.
Really?
The curb.
How much money did you raise with that song?
We raised... I don't know about money, but we raised awareness.
Why is Bill laughing?
I don't know.
I will tell you this.
Awareness.
I will tell you that I know that the... The chat room is exploding with fear and terror.
Actually,
at the unleashing of the lobster
that
song.
Was awesome.
Didn't we do a little auction where we had listeners donate
money to stop you from playing the song?
I think
yes.
And we raised. I think we raised
thousands of pennies.
Oh, okay. Well, evidently not
delivered
enough.
Delivered in a sock, as it turned out.
Yeah. And a
blow to the head.
Yes, and then they beat us with it. Mercifully.
Mercifully.
Mercilessly.
No, mercifully.
They put us out of our misery. Let us put it that way. But yeah, no, that was...
I think that song is better than the chat room thinks it is.
You think?
Did I hear Bono on there?
It was part of that.
I think I heard Bono. I don't know how you got Bono.
In the long version, Cyndi Lauper does an entire verse by herself.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The boss.
And Huey Lewis just stands there looking at her like, what the hell are you doing?
One day when there's time.
Sound like Sonny Bono.
Yeah. It was a very special moment in time. But there you go. And I don't know. Did you guys... I didn't give you that little tip after we cleaned our lobster to, you know, look for, like, herpes-like sores on your lobster tail before you eat them.
After I ate them, yeah.
Yeah, did you?
Pardon me. I'm inspired by Captain.
Aren't we all?
But didn't it cause the flesh to turn a different color? The flesh was a different color.
Yes. Something like that.
I was white.
You didn't really research it before you wrote the song.
No, who cares?
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. Out of all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Barry is dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Is this the Lobster AIDS telethon?
Give till it hurts.
You're about 4 years too late.
I'll donate money to the head lobster bugger.
Oh, really? The Greg the Dive Master Retirement Fund. Oh, yes.
Head bugger?
I am. I'm Greg the Lobster Slayer. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, but you catch bugs, so you must be the head bugger.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm going
to
stick with Lobster
Slayer.
I'm going to stick with Lobster Slayer.
I caught them off the beach this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, my wife sauteed them. She cut up the meat. She put them in a pan. She sauteed them with butter, olive oil, Old Bay seasoning, and some other secret seasonings.
Secret herbs.
Made a lobster salad that was outrageous.
Interesting. All right.
Really, really good.
James?
Now, Greg is going to wind up in a home for wayward lobster slayers with a walker made out of tickle sticks.
And they're going to check him with old antennas?
All right, that'll be enough out of you. Yeah, go ahead and have fun at my expense. Why don't you? Yeah, you know, it is fun, though. You know, lobster hunting is one of the best times of year for divers in the state of Florida.
Greg, how long does that go?
It goes through March 31st.
Awesome.
So we got quite a season ahead of us. And, you know, however, the first couple months are usually the best.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, as you continue on in the season, they get a little harder and harder to find sometimes. However, when a storm blows through, that stirs up the lobster. You know, and I told you guys this on the on the drive back to O-Town, that what, you know, on my list as far as things I want to do,
become a good radio host.
No, I gave up on that a long time ago. I want to see a lobster walk. You know, and this is where the lobsters get together, and they say sometimes it happens after a storm. They get stirred up and confused, and they'll gather in bunches, like a big group of them. And then they'll line up and start marching up and down the coast.
Like a parade.
Like a parade. It is. Yeah, I've seen video of it.
So can you just go scoop them up?
You can. Up to your limit.
No, we gotta go do that.
And you know what's really, I mean, I've had this dream many times, and I know there's a lot of lobster hunters out there listening to me right now, and they can relate exactly to what I'm saying. After you've been lobster diving, you start having, like, dreams.
And you wake up and your sheets are covered in melted butter and lemon.
No. That's not a dream. That's a fantasy.
It's not melted butter.
Oh, boy. And anyway, so you have this dream of being able to catch these lobster or literally just pick and choose. Like, oh, I like the way this one looks, or this is a nice big one. I want to go for this one and leave these others alone.
This one looks stupid. I'm going to leave it.
Bill, can we isolate that where he just said this was a nice big one? Save that. Producer's and note. Continue.
So, you know, I that is on my list of things to do as a lobster diver, and is to see the lobster walk. See the lobster walk up and down the coast. And it's truly quite a spectacle from people.
Catch them and eat them.
Catch them and eat them, but just to see it. Even if you didn't catch them, just to see that activity.
All right. How much of a lobster slayer would you be if you saw like 45 lobsters walking across the sandy bottom and you didn't catch one?
Well, I'm just saying, just to see it.
Maybe Greg the Lobster Observer. Doesn't have quite the ring to it.
Well, okay, yeah, that could be. However, it still would be neat to see.
The Watcher.
You know? There's just things to mark off your diver list, you know, your diver life list, so to speak. Your
okay.
bucket list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what should be on your bucket list?
24 Crispy.
Yeah, filling your bucket with lobsters is what should be on
That's
your bucket
That's
what
I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So...
Do you have that dream often, Greg?
I do, actually. Especially, you know,
Come
every time
here.
I've
Sit
done
on the couch over here
one
and
lobster
tell me about
dive,
this.
I'll have this, I literally will have this lobster dive dream every time after I've been doing it. Like, so we went Saturday afternoon and we dived, and then Saturday night, I swear I had a dream where we were looking for lobster, and sure enough, I had a dream actually about a monster lobster. That was just massive, and like the next day, I remember I told you guys, I said, hey man, I had this dream, I saw a big lobster, we're gonna catch a world record lobster today.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
But we got two really big ones though. They weren't record breakers, but they're still big.
I want you to sit back and relax and tell me, again, why it is that your mother is naked in this dream. Why is your mother naked? Tell me why.
Why is she covered with drawn butter?
I don't even know how to respond to that, and I don't think I should. So I'm just not. I'm just gonna.
Sorry, your time is up.
I didn't hear you.
Your time is up. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Here's your bill.
I dreamed that I dove under a hurricane.
Oh boy. You know, a lot of people have this dream. Just you know, divers. I'm gonna throw this out. Feel free to respond. info@scubaradio.com during the week. But a lot of divers tell me, and I've had this dream too, just about diving in general, after you've been diving a couple days, like on a liveaboard trip, that you'll start closing your eyes when you go to sleep at night, and you'll actually feel like you're underwater.
That happens to me.
Oh, see?
That happens to me.
Okay.
And what percentage of those wet the bed?
It just adds more realism to your dream.
I will tell you that my dream is wet, but it's not necessarily that I wet the bed.
Stop it.
But what is that all about? What does that mean?
Next
Why do we
call?
Do that? Because you can relate to it. No.
When you're doing 3-4 dives a day, by the time I'm 2 or 3 dives into that, every time I relax, I feel like I'm underwater.
But when you close your eyes, I can close my eyes and I feel like I'm underwater. Like I'm looking at the reef and I'm looking around at all the pretty fishes and stuff. And
this does happen. This isn't, I'm not sleeping, but you know how certain smells will bring back memories?
You want to smell like the inside of your friggin' mask?
No. Like when I smell fresh cut grass, I think of baseball.
Uh-huh.
And when I smell neoprene, I think of diving.
Well that would make sense, yeah.
You're probably handling your wetsuit when it happens.
I'm handling something.
Yeah, just remember, if you hold your hose for more than 3 seconds, you're playing with it. Okay? There you go. A little tidbit for you that you may not have thought about in the past, but now you know.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For 3 generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
Hey, we got to do a little shout out to Blue Marble Divers, Maryland. They emailed us and asked if they could put a Scuba Radio logo on their website and link it back to the show and videos and all that kind of stuff. And we said, yes, indeed, you can.
So they were able to go through the very rigorous screening process, which they go through when someone wants to be listed with the Scuba Radio logo.
Yeah, and that is ask.
Because that's what Maryland does. Crab cakes and diving.
Okay. If you say so. But Blue Marble Divers, I believe it's a dive club there. I just pulled up their website. They seem like nice folks. And actually, they're a dive shop. Now I'm looking at it. So a little shout out to those folks. And, yeah, all we ask is that you tell us first. So there's a banners and logos right there at scubaradio.com that you can download and put up on your website and link to the show accordingly. And then have it right there on your show. Or download the widget. Put the widget, the Scuba Radio widget, on your website. And then you can have the show right there for all your viewers and visitors
if I could just,
to listen. What? Yes,
they
CJ.
Prefer to be called little people.
No, a widget. It's a yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get emails. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I really do.
Little See? People, not midgets.
No, widgets. It's
widget.
It's a widget. Yeah. Oh. A Scuba Radio, a little mini program.
Is that like when a midget gets a wedgie?
No. Well, no, but it could be. That could be a different,
Which would
you
be
know.
A sniglet.
No, it's a widget. Scuba Radio, it's a little program you can put on your computer or you can embed into your own website. And it literally pulls up the latest edition of Scuba Radio where people can listen to it right there. So it's a neat little feature right there you can check out at scubaradio.com. Mermaid Angela has been hanging with us.
Drinking on the air.
You're not supposed to drink when you're breathing. Yeah, that's...
Well, that's probably true.
I don't even
you'll choke.
Mermaid Angela is actually a mental health professional, or maybe just in the nursing
maybe
field.
Maybe she can help us.
No, there's no helping.
No help. You're beyond help. Okay.
Time to give it up.
Yeah, just give it up. Just,
oh, God.
Oh, boy. Thank God the show's over. That's all I can say. It's been good. We're going to go after some more lobster. You ready, Angela?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Well, till then, remember, it's always better. Where is it better, Angela?
Down
where it's beef. Oh, hello. No, down where it's wetter. That's right. Good down there, buddy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.